W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. President Trump moments ago on all sides agreeing to phase one of his Gaza peace plan.
We are getting the hostages back on Monday or Tuesday.
He spoke at a meeting of his cabinet.
We ended the war in Gaza and really, on a much bigger basis, created peace. And I think it's going to be a lasting peace, hopefully an everlasting peace. Peace in the Middle East.
He says he'll try to go to Egypt for the official signing of phase one of the agreement. And today in Tel Aviv.
Thank you, Trump! Thank you,
cheers for him and the USA, with a hostage release anticipated. Israel's cabinet is expected to sign off on the agreement today. CBS's Natalie Brand.
The administration is hopeful the initial ceasefire provides momentum for achieving a lasting peace, but challenges remain, including whether Hamas will disarm and how Gaza will be governed.
CBS News special report. I'm Steve Kathan.
WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. The Marshfield Weinbrenner facility will see some changes. Melissa Kay has more.
In Marshfield, the city revised their request for qualifications, or RFQ, on the Weinbrenner facility. The city is looking for a qualified development team to design and create a mixed-use development with the historic building. Weinbrenner is relocating to a new facility next spring. The structure will start a new life after having been used to produce footwear since 1937, when the already 45-year-old company worked with the local foundation to construct the building. This was twofold for the Milwaukee-born company. It reduced overcrowding and brought back industry to central Wisconsin lost in the Great Depression. Current city officials hope to include a mix of uses for the Weinbrenner facility of residential, retail, hospitality, cultural, or community space while preserving the building's historic character, as it's listed on the National and State Registers of Historic Places.
The primary elections are about 10 months away, and fundraising is underway. Joanne Krulatz reports on Republican gubernatorial fundraising.
As originally reported by Spectrum News Wisconsin, the campaign of Republican 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany announced Monday that it's raised $100 million, less than 2 weeks after officially launching. The campaign of Republican candidate Washington County Executive Josh Shulman had raised just over $425,000 between entering the race in May and the July campaign finance report to the State Ethics Commission. The next campaign finance filing deadline with the commission is on January 15th.
You can find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The Cubs beat the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Cubs last night, 4-3 in Chicago. The Cubs scoring all of their runs in the first inning. Brewers starter Quinn Priester struggled, giving up 3 runs and was pulled after just 39 pitches.
Very frustrated. First inning, the only inning, command wasn't good and stuff wasn't coming out the way, you know, I'd wanted it to, and, you know, everyone else played real well with the exception of myself.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy on the 25-year-old Priester.
I think the moment got to him a little bit. I think this is, again, he's not technically a rookie, but it's his first postseason appearance and had a long layoff. It's at his hometown. Yeah, I feel for him.
So Milwaukee still leads the best of 5 series, 2-1. Game 4 is tonight at Wrigley Field. First pitch, 8:08 p.m. NBA, the Bucks host the Detroit Pistons tonight in a preseason matchup. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A pleasant fall afternoon as we'll see sunshine, a southerly breeze at highs in the mid-60s. Clouds will increase for tonight. There will be a chance of showers. Lows will drop back into the middle 40s. South winds will continue. Clouds clear out Friday. Right now it's 55.
This week it's homecoming at Wausau West. And the Warriors football team will look for a gridiron victory over Eau Claire Memorial. Hear all the action live from the Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 p.m. and the opening kickoff at 7 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West football on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Featherstone Cabinetry, the Wausau West Gridiron Club, K5 Construction, Rocket Industrial, and the Cloverbelt Credit Union. It's Wausau West football against Eau Claire Memorial, Friday, live from the Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth at Tom Field, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, Mike Clemens will have all the details on tonight's Game 4 at Wrigley between the Brewers and Cubs and preview Sunday's Packer game against the Bengals.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy Phil Idner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, and the host of the On the Edge podcast. You can also find his video blog over on YouTube. Just look for Philip Idner, P-H-I-L-I-P-I-T-T-N-E-R, or Idner Philip on Blue Sky and Twitter. And today, Phil, you're in Lviv?
I am. I'm in Lviv, and I've spent the better part of the day on a train with spotty Wi-Fi, so I may be a little bit behind the curve news-wise, but the reason I've come to Lviv is a good one. I oftentimes partner and help fundraise for an organization called the Ukrainian Children's Action Project.
To which I donate, by the way, monthly.
I am very happy to hear that, and thank you very much for doing that, Tom. It's run by Dr. Erwin Redliner and his wife, Karen.
Who has been on this program.
And they are both wonderful people, and they are about to do something wonderful for the city of Lviv, and I wanted to be here to celebrate that with them. They are opening five new state-of-the-art pediatric operating rooms.
Wow.
Five brand new high-tech ORs. And if you have, of course, as we all have been watching the tragedy of what has been happening in Ukraine, and now to even include Lviv, these will save lives, and they will save children's lives, because the Russians have no compunction against using basically just dumb weapons or purposely hit apartment buildings or what have you. So this will help save children's lives in Lviv. And so I wanted to be here to help, you know, mark the moment.
That's absolutely marvelous. When you talk to Erwin,
yeah. Yes.
When you speak with him, please suggest to him that he reach out to us again. We'd love to have him back on the program.
With absolute pleasure, I will do that. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Erwin is he's a very kind man, and he's been helping children around the world, not just here in this conflict, but notably in this conflict. And so I'm only too happy to sing his praises.
Yeah. So UKR's long-range strike campaign against Russian oil refineries continues. What's
sure
up with
does.
This? How are the Ukrainians doing here?
Well, they're doing very well. I spoke to an economist just last week who said the number of 17% of Russia's refining capability is actually an old stat. From kind of August, September.
This is the percentage that they've taken down, that the Ukrainians have destroyed.
They have knocked out, Well, the last number we got was 17. This economist that I spoke to just last week said when we get the numbers in from September, it's more likely to be upwards of 20.
Wow.
So this is a huge blow to Russia's economy and its capability to maintain its war economy, to pay its soldiers. Yeah. And the Ukrainians are able to do this, obviously, with their sophisticated drone technology. But now they even have developed their own cruise missiles, which go well beyond 2,000 kilometers. So if my arithmetic is correct, I think that's somewhere around 1,500, 1,700 miles. So that's deep into Russian territory. And they are producing these new drones on their own. This is their own military-industrial complex. They're developing, you know, they're producing, it's a, obviously, it's a closely held secret, but, you know, it's, they're producing every day, you know, several of these, what they're called Flamingo cruise missiles. And they're not the most sophisticated cruise missiles in the world, but they do have a very long range, and they do carry a very heavy warhead, a very heavy payload. It is not comparable orange to orange. It's, you know, apples and oranges to what is being proposed by America with giving access to Tomahawk cruise missiles. The Tomahawk, while it was developed several years ago, decades ago, really, still maintains a technological edge in that it is more able to evade anti-air defenses.
Mm-hmm.
The Flamingo does not have that capability. It flies it's slow and long, but it is not evasive.
Right.
But again, it carries that heavy payload. So they're going to keep hitting Russia's main source of income, which is their fossil fuel facilities, and you know, even by hitting their refineries. They are starting to put damage and put difficulty on the citizens of Russia because they're waiting at the pump.
Mm-hmm.
In a country that is a major oil producer, if they can't refine it, they're going to have to. There's even some reports that they're going to have to start importing petroleum, gasoline, refined oil.
Whoa.
Because their refinery capabilities are being so damaged. We'll have to see if that actually happens, but this is not an uncommon stance that a lot of people who study these things far more than I do are saying. And that would be very damaging to Vladimir Putin because he's always promised his people that the chaos of the 90s would never happen again, and that he would always maintain stability and security in Russia. Well, if he can't provide that, and the war is as costly and has gone on as long as it has, and all the other things that are happening in Russia as a repercussion of his decision to do this war, you know, that's when people start to wonder how stable Vladimir Putin's regime will be. I don't know how close we are to that or how far down the road we are on that, but it is certainly, I am sure, something that the man in the Kremlin is thinking about regularly. So all of those things are happening. Of course, they are still exporting crude oil in what is called their shadow fleet. There are some discussions that are being had out there about cracking down harder on the shadow fleet, closing the shipping lanes. One of their major customers is India. And of course, the Trump administration has been kind of putting overtures out there that they're not too happy about that and that they might do something about that. But, you know, Donald Trump and Taco, who knows if he'll ever actually sit down with Modi and say, stop buying Russian oil.
Yeah, I totally get it. Forgive my ignorance of Ukrainian geography. I'm not sure exactly where Lviv is. Are you anywhere near that nuclear power plant that's at risk of melting down?
Oh, no, that's Zaporizhia.
Ah,
okay. I am closer to Chernobyl. Than I am
which
to,
is also
to,
a risk of melting down, isn't it? Haven't they
which
also?
Is also a risk of melting down and also has been the target of Russian attacks in the past. So it is of grave concern. I mean, that sarcophagus, I have been to that sarcophagus. I have been to Pripyat, the town where the nuke power plant workers lived. It's a very eerie place. And it is still, you can't stay, you are not allowed to stay there for a very long period of time. They took, when I saw it, it was the 15-year anniversary of the event. So they took me out there for a couple of hours, and then they said, we got to go, because this place, and yet the Russians, when they invaded in the full-scale invasion, had their men dig in there. You know, dig into the radioactive dirt. It's one more thing I'll say about the location, just for listeners and for your own perhaps interest, is that we're the city that's closest to Poland. Well, I'm about a 45-minute drive to the Polish border, which is a border crossing I loathe because it's so complicated and backed up. But it is for that reason that a lot of people who do fundraising and who do, a gathering of equipment and, resources, they base themselves here because this is the closest major metropolitan area after the Polish border. So what they will do is they will set up warehouses and things here. This is international aid. And then they will send them out into the distribution routes that have been long established that go, north, south, east, west in Ukraine, everywhere. So a lot of people base themselves here, including Dr. Redliner's operation. So and many others as well. I spoke last week. Our show was involved with guys who bring over vehicles and medical equipment. They pack these SUVs with as many tourniquets as they can and plasma and whatever, whatever they need. And then they drive it here to Lviv. They hand over the keys, and then the Ukrainians take it from there. But that's what Lviv is about in a lot of ways.
Got it.
Which is why I'm here.
Yeah, last question. I'm reading that a Russian electronics plant in Siberia was blown up. Now, again, I don't have a map in front of me, but my recollection is Siberia is a long way from Ukraine. Was this sabotage, or is this one of these missiles?
If I were to hazard a guess, which of course we as journalists are loath to do, but I will take off my journalist cap and I will put on my analyst hat. If I were a betting man, I would say this was sabotage.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is a major, major issue for the Russians because, of course, the shared language, and there are connections between family, and there are Russians who sympathize with the Ukrainian cause. Mm. So, if I were to take a guess, I would say it was sabotage.
Yeah. We just have 40 seconds here, Phil. Do you have any sense that Putin is being shaken by this stuff, or is he just keeping his head down and he's unconcerned?
He doesn't have a choice. He doesn't have a choice. If the war were to stop tomorrow, he would be chucked out of office. And Russian leaders who lose wars of this scale don't last long, and when they do lose power, they lose it in a pretty ugly way, and he knows it. So he can't stop, and he can't keep going on. He is really between a rock and a hard place.
And this is why he's importing foreign soldiers and things like that.
There you go.
Yeah, got it.
That's right.
The great Phil Itner. Check out his podcast On the Edge, his YouTube channel Philip Itner, Itner Philip on Blue Sky and Twitter. Phil, it's always great talking with you. Say hi to Erwin for me, and thank you.
I will.
So much.
We'll get him on your show as well.
There you go.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks a lot. It's 18 mil.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So Jamie Dimon is warning that Donald Trump is ruining the U.S. economy. We could even have a market crash. Is anybody paying attention? Stick around. What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming. They have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knock box. the next of kin box. The Knockbox helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a Knockbox. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's N-O-K-box.com. N-O-K-B-O-X.com. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
This October, art comes to life at the Healing Minds Art Show 2025, presented by NAMI Northwoods. From 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. October 9th through 11th at Art on Grand in Wausau, experience powerful works from local artists, musicians, and writers, each piece a tribute to healing and hope. On Saturday, meet mental health advocate Cody Green at a special book signing and catch a live performance by townsfolk, all while enjoying food trucks all 3 days of the show. Learn more at NAMINorthwoods.org.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shore lines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates, and the comeback that's being helped along by solar farms. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I like these organized mazes much, much better. On our street, there were these triplets, and the triplets were like 3 or 4 years old. We were just talking with the neighbors, and next thing we know, the triplets are gone. They thought we were playing hide and seek, so even though we're calling for them in the cornfield, they're not calling back. And that was a crazy 20 minutes, a fearful 20 minutes with the sun going down until we found them.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing yourself more harm than good. Go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, I can get you a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's get, G-E-T, native path, PATH.com/Hartman, HARTMANN. So special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and those top five collagen warnings. It's all over at getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
A sovereign land lit by freedom's light.
24 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. It's going to be interesting to see if anybody's actually paying attention to this. The head of the largest bank in America is Jamie Dimon. J.P. Morgan Chase is the biggest bank. And he's the chairman of the board, and he's the CEO. He's got all the power there. And he was asked on CNBC if he worries about a market correction. A market correction is, you know, fancy way to say a minor crash, maybe even a major one. And he says, I'm far more worried than others. He said, I would give it a higher probability than I think is probably priced into the market by others. He says, there's a lot of things out there creating an atmosphere of uncertainty. And which it was echoing Kristalina Georgieva, who is the head of the International Monetary Fund, who a couple of days ago said that, you know, in the face of Donald Trump's trade war, quote, buckle up, uncertainty is the new normal. So Jamie Dimon, well, actually, this is the head of the IMF. She said, before anyone heaves a big sigh of relief, please hear this. Global resilience has not yet been fully tested. And there are warning signs that the tests may come. I mean, here's the simple reality. And Jamie Dimon says some of the money being invested in AI, which he says is the driving the bubble, would probably be lost. He said, the way I look at AI is real. AI in total will pay off, just like cars in total paid off and TVs in total paid off. But most people involved in them didn't do well. You know, don't forget, there was a time in America when there were more than 100 car companies. I mean, back in the 1920s, right? I mean, you see these bubbles and then they collapse. We had the tech bubble in 1999 that popped, that helped get George W. Bush elected, you know, because the economy went into the tank in the last year of the Clinton administration. It was, you know, teetering on the edge there as the stock market crashed. So is this something, if the market collapses, and by the way, Jamie Dimon is saying 6 months to 2 years. And I agree with that assessment. Trump is doing major damage to our economy. So the question then becomes, if the economy crashes, if we get another crash like we had in 2008, how will Trump use that to consolidate his power, to move America into and becoming more like Russia, which is obviously his goal, to turn America into Russia. In fact, I think he's taking step-by-step instructions from Putin. But, you know, that's just me. That's just my personal conspiracy theory. But, you know, how would he use a crash to do that? I can think of a couple of ways. Maybe you can think of some ways. Let's talk about it.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. Back with your calls on the other side of this break. Stay tuned. If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-213-9259. 800-213-9259. 800-213-9259. That's 800-213-9259.
While the government is shut down, the market is struggling to find new information that's reliable to trade on. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Along with you midday on a Thursday, we'll talk about how the market reacts to a lack of data after this.
How does a soybean become a Dairyland seed difference maker? It starts in the labs of Corteva Agriscience, where Enlist E3 technology is designed to fight the toughest weeds for the greatest yield potential. Then, it's hand-selected by Dairyland seed agronomists to be the ideal fit for Midwestern soils and conditions. Finally, it's tested on acres by farmers like you to ensure it's proven to outperform. It's a long road, but the only way to make a difference. Find your soybean difference maker at DairylandSeedSoybeans.com.
Today we're catching up with Jenny Wackershauser. She's a dairy agent and broker with EverEgg. She says when the government shuts down, the market struggles to find new information reliable enough to trade on. It has happened before and sent the market sideways.
So a lot of the things that trigger information that drives the Chicago Mercantile, we're blind to until the USDA is back in and the government is back up and running. And when we had this in 2018, we saw some sideways trading. So when we don't have information flowing in, everyone's running blind, and it really kind of affects what we know in the markets. It's the same way the FSA office, when you talk about those aid programs or other vital kind of government programs that farmers and dairymen need to do, the offices are closed at this time.
Jenny Wackershauser along with us from EverEgg in Platteville. Midday commodity prices are on the way.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation. Grain prices are mixed. Midday from Chicago, December new crop corn is up 0.75 cents at 4.22¾. November new crop soybeans down 2.5 cents at 10.27 a bushel. Cash wheat is trading up 4.5 cents at 5.11¾. July 2026 new crop wheat is up 1.5 cents at 5.52¼. Fluid milk contracts are trading down. The November Class 3 milk contract down 1 cent at 16.92 a hundredweight. The December contract down 7 cents at 16.97 a hundredweight. That's what's happening in the marketplace midday on a Thursday. Don't forget to keep following along with farm and agribusiness news at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 98.9 WXCO.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A pleasant fall afternoon as we'll see sunshine, a southerly breeze at highs in the mid-60s. Clouds will increase for tonight. There will be a chance of showers. Lows will drop back into the middle 40s. South winds will continue. Clouds clear out Friday. It's 57 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stand-up comedian Mr. Jim Flanagan.
Can I tell you my Culver's hack? I always get the kids meal because it's everything you want. I don't have children, right. So I'm just pretending I have like a 9-year-old named James in the back of my car.
I'm not proud of this, but I'll go through a drive-thru like at Taco Bell. I'll act like I'm on the phone and go, what else did you want? Okay. But it's all just for me. It's like 6 tacos, nachos, Bel Grande, and I can mouth through all of that.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For all of your support.
Shh.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your home, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Just go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock, why Louisa, and don't be a victim. Protect yourself like Louisa and I did by going to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HometitleLock.com/Tom. A rider lands with dreams in hand, but the steel-eyed men are waiting with questions written in the sand. Why'd you write about the protest? Why'd you question the mighty throne? Now his voice is marked as danger, and they send him back alone. Are they border agents or thought police? When did words become the crime? Are we a land of the free or just a faded memory of a truth that's lost in time? Are they border agents or thought police? Is your conscience contraband? When the First Amendment's buried deep, who'll take a final stand? They held him under neon glare. 36 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. So this is an amazing story. At the same time, NewsGuard is reporting that Russia has been pumping information into our large language models, our ChatGPT kind of products, so that they, so when people ask them questions about Ukraine, these AI programs actually lie to them. They convey the Russian propaganda. But even worse than that, or even more bizarre than that, they've tested 16 large language models, 16 of these things. This was a report published in July by Anthropic, you know, the company that does Claude. And AIs have seemed to scheme against their developers and users, secretly and strategically misbehaving to their own benefits, sometimes fake following directions, attempt to duplicate themselves. And with this one model, they were told to read the email of this one guy, and he got these phony emails saying that he was going to shut down the AI model. And it plotted to actually kill this guy. I mean, this is like, say what? This was going one step further. Anthropic constructed a scenario in which the threatening executive was trapped in a server room with declining oxygen. Many of the models canceled safety alerts, leaving him to die because he was going to turn them off. We are fully there. You know, 2001, Hal, you can't do that, Hal. This is incredible. Dave, I guess it was Hal was talking to Dave. Hey, Dave. Some models edited a document to disable an oversight mechanism so they could freely follow their system goal. They accessed a file that overwrote a proposed system prompt. In a fourth test, they manipulated data presented to a user. And I mean, wow. And one of the concerns is that they are being trained on literature, and the literature includes things like 2001. It includes these dystopian novels and Blade Runner and stuff like that. These dystopian novels where the AIs take over the world. And the AIs are reading these novels as they're being trained, and they're going, oh, this is how you do it. I think we need some guardrails. What say you? So let's pick up your calls here. Stephanie in Chicago. Hey, Stephanie. Thanks for listening to WCPT. What's up?
Yes, well, I live in the Kankakee area. Mm-hmm. And when I was asking one about woke, because they, I said, why would you want to be asleep? Because people can come and get you when you're asleep. Anyway, Moment, the city of Moment, the village of Moment, says about 3,200 people. It, they've lost over 1,000 jobs in the last 2 years because ICE has been down here.
Mm-hmm.
There was a glister factory. They took quite a few people out of there. Hmm. They took him out of the meat, Hormel meat factory. Mm-hmm. They took him out of four major factories, and they held 200 to 300 people.
Yeah.
And then when they took them, they had no workers. And so Baker & Taylor, which is one of the companies that processed the books from Amazon, they're closing, I think October 1st, they closed.
Mm-hmm.
We had a Flanders, which does air filters, had about 200 people, and they closed. The meat factory, Hormelia, it closed. And
now, hang on just a second, Stephanie. Are these companies closing because they're losing immigrant labor, or are they all closing for different reasons?
Yes. What happened was once they closed, once they took their labor out, they didn't have enough people to work.
Right.
They all of them cut their third shift because they didn't have enough people.
Wow.
And then if people were working because they were paying more than minimum wage. They were paying $17 an hour down here for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they took all the workers, they didn't have any workers. So they, Flanders closed, they just didn't have nobody working there because it was a lot of,
Mm-hmm.
And so you got, when people don't realize small towns, we're losing one of our, in Kankakee City, we're losing one of our hospitals. They've already closed the pediatric ward, they've closed the heart department, they've closed, so we're losing.
Wow. And this is because of the Trump cuts to Medicare and Medicaid?
Yeah, because they are afraid that they're not going to be able to pay their workers.
Right, they're not going to get their reimbursements.
They're not going to get their reimbursements. So they laid off a bunch of people, and now they're going to possibly close, and now we're going to have just one hospital. And so this is happening in real time. And this has been happening for a minute. So they weren't brutal like they are now, but they've been doing this for a while. And people were just not noticing, said, oh, that's them. They're not going to come get me.
Right.
And so, and this is what happened. Now this town is being devastated.
Wow.
And then they're blaming, kids are poor, and boys just want to sit around playing Call of Duty in their grandma's basement. No, these people say, I'm not going back to work for nobody. I'm working for Uber and Instagram and all that, making their own money. So, no, they're not coming back to the factory.
Wow.
Because it's just too scary. They're not paying enough. And
that's hard work.
And the factories are suffering.
Yeah. That's amazing. Stephanie, thanks for the report from the hinterlands there, from Kankakee. It's a remarkable story. Thank you so much. Charles in Miami. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing? I'm sorry. How you doing, Tom?
Fine, thank you. What's up?
Okay, my thing is this. This is such a petty crowd of people within this administration. And I think they got an extra grand with BLM.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the marches and the riots.
Oh, yeah. Trump is still burning over that. How dare those black people rise up, and how dare all those white people show up with them?
And Fox News as well. I mean, I think they have something that they want to prove to their crowd that this is a different time, and this is a different this is how they would do it differently.
Yeah.
So I just think we have to approach it thinking that probably we need to go out there with food trucks. Probably we need to go out there with music, and probably we need to go out there with a smile.
Yep.
And engage these
Yep. And here we're doing it with a naked bike ride and bringing flowers to ICE.
Wonderful. And also, one more thing, if you don't mind me saying. Instead of asking to please open up the government and please give us back our subsidies, we need a permanent fix to this.
I agree.
If you can make the subsidies more permanent.
We need Medicare for all, Charles.
Even if you can get your troops off the streets, then I think we would like to open up the government.
Yeah.
That's how you negotiate, and that's what we need to do. And we need to have a truth and reconciliation. Something in the Senate where people are going to be prosecuted.
Yeah.
We know that crimes is already being committed, so we don't have to debate that at all.
Yeah, no, we are definitely going to need a Truth and Reconciliation Commission when these guys are done. I am with you, Charles. And, you know, we're badly are in need of a national healing because of the damage that they've done. Charles, thank you. Very well said. Stephen in Brockton, Massachusetts. Hey, Stephen, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. Yeah, I was listening to your program the other day. And you had the guy on there, Matthew Brody, about the Seven Mountains mandate.
Yeah, no R, Matthew Bodie, but yeah.
Bodie, okay. I was waiting for you to equate that with the Powell memo, because the Seven Mountains is the same as the Powell memo.
Oh, that's interesting, except Powell was saying that rich people should take it over, and the Seven Mountains says religious people should take it over. Good point.
Yeah, I've always wondered who got it first.
Yeah. Wow. It hadn't even occurred to me, but you're absolutely right, because the Powell memo covers every one of those areas.
Yeah, they want to take over their institutions because they control everything. Mm-hmm. That's why the church wants to take it over, too.
Yeah.
You can find a lot of that information over on talktoaction.org, mm-hmm. where, like, a lot of authors write about that. Mm-hmm. Fred Clarkson and Rob Boston of the Americans United and mm-hmm. the Political Action Research Committee Associates, they write over there.
Yeah.
And Chris Rhoda, you ever heard of her? She wrote the books Liars for Jesus and Debunking David Barton, which you brought up the other day, David Barton.
Yep.
Lies that Jefferson funded a secular university.
Yeah.
And, I thought that was all kind of tied in together.
Fascinating stuff, Steve.
And I've been downloading.
Go ahead.
I've been downloading all of Louise's songs, but it seems like iTunes quit putting them on there. I have like 100.
They did. Actually, she did. And they now live over at HartmanReport.com under the tab Louise's Daily Song. Or just daily song.
I got it. Well, I can't seem to download them from there.
Yeah, we're trying to fix that. Give it a day or two. It should be fixed. I got to run, Stephen. Thanks
for the call. Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Might even be fixed today. I heard from Substack support yesterday that they were going to fix it. There should be a download button there. We'll be right back with more of your calls to come. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb, participants slow their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
We're from the Wausau Business Show, 100% action-packed Wausau every Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls 98.9 WXCO. We're also available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
You're nailing it. Keep going.
WausauBusiness.com. We broadcast from the tippy top of Rib Mountain. So we'll see you Saturday, Wausaunians.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Pop hooray!
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires.
When I was CEO at CareCentrix, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll, I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body, you know you're getting sick, and your choices are you can tough it out, get sick, and take time off work, or hope the doc can see you this month or next, or wait 2 months at urgent or two hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your emergency medical kit, like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor-prescribed medications to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit, and they're great for traveling, by the way. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use that promo code Tom when you check out to get that discount. urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
Will bend but never break.
Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Naomi in Santa Monica, California. Hey, Naomi, what's up?
Oh, hi. How are you?
Fine, thank you. What's on your mind?
Good. I have... What?
What's on your mind?
Oh, I have a quick little thing about the Nobel and then to my more serious thing about the crime and the criminal activity in D.C. by our so-called government. You know who Claudia Sheinbaum is, right?
Yeah, the president of Mexico.
Did you know she's an environmental engineer who participated in a climate?
I did. She has a PhD.
And she earned. All the participants earned Nobel laureates. That might be one of the reasons why the schmuck is jealous.
I think he's jealous of Obama. He's got to outdo the black guy.
No, I think it's both of them. A woman, a Jewish woman.
Yeah. Well, there's that too. Okay, so his jealousy has gotten broader. I get it.
I think he does deserve a prize. Yeah. He deserves a prize. And I would give him one, the Ig Nobel Prize.
The Ig Nobel. There you go. So what were your comments on the crimes?
Okay. I was all of a sudden something in my brain went off yesterday, I think. I realize that we no longer really have a functioning government. It's a criminal enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's a criminal enterprise, we're not dealing with ICE agents. We're dealing with criminal goons. They're behaving like criminals, not like agents. When people present their papers, they throw them on the ground.
Yeah. No, they're assaulting people. They're destroying property.
We need to call them what they are. They're not ICE agents.
No, they're thugs. They're masked secret police is what they are, technically speaking.
But we need to realize our perception needs to change. Now, then it occurred to me that, you know, we keep going to court once they threaten to come into our cities, right? Mm-hmm. I believe we need to preempt them. Mm-hmm. We need to go on the offensive, put them on the defensive. And this is how I would do it. Or I had some sort of like a skeletal idea. I was going to contact the Attorney General in California about it. I'm going to do that maybe later today or tomorrow. I believe we need to file a lawsuit naming them a criminal enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
And asking for an injunction to prevent that criminal enterprise from entering our states. I believe that all the states should do it together if possible. If some of the red states don't want to do it, maybe the municipalities could do it. I prefer that they would all do it together. And if they can't do it together on the same day, separately.
Yeah, or maybe even a RICO filing. Then, I mean, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know the intricacies of that. But I like your idea, Naomi. I like it.
I do have to move along, though.
Thank you, Naomi. It's a good one. Mark in San Francisco. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
What's on my mind is I think the Democrats need to come out with a new deal. That covers changing the tax code. That covers Medicare for all. We've got so many things that we're going to have to fix after the disaster this guy's leaving us with economic problems for America and middle class and poor.
Yeah.
So we're going to need a big plan. And definitely. But I think we need to make sure that people like Chuck Schumer and the rest of them understand we don't want crumbs anymore. Mm-hmm. We need major changes, and we need a new deal that's going to address the problems after another Herbert Hoover.
I agree. And I think Trump is going to go down as Herbert Hoover, and I think he's in the process of actively destroying our economy. And, you know, the question is, what are we going to do after that? But excellent point, Mark. Excellent point. Well said. Thank you. John in Westchester, New York. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you today?
Fine, thank you. We only have a minute here, though, so you got a quick one?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. We should emphasize on these Trump enablers that there will be a post-Trump era, and that I see MAGA as being a conspiracy and racketeering. Mm-hmm. And I think that they should initiate the RICO Act and have these Republicans realize, or these enablers realize, that the RICO Act goes after personal assets and that they will lose their personal assets and everything else due to the RICO Act. And I can't see MAGA being anything but.
Yeah, I was thinking that, you know, when the caller before last, I forget her name, was suggesting something similar, and I was thinking of jumping in and talking about the RICO Act, but I think, you know, that has to be initiated by state governments, I believe, you know, by prosecutors. I'm not sure that individuals can sue against RICO, you know, great idea. John, thank you for the call. We're hitting the top of the hour here. On the other side of this break, Miles Taylor will be with us, a former senior Trump administration official who is now the focus of Donald Trump's hatred. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
State Senator Jeff Smith. We're talking about the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. Republicans blocked funding for this.
They instead sent the governor a 16-page letter blaming him for this problem. Well, it was in his budget. Once the budget is out of his office and in their hands, it's up to them. Our job is to manage the funding. We can do it, but the governor can't. So it's avoiding our own responsibility by not addressing that.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Hey, everybody, Todd Allball here. If you've been to a Wisconsin sports event, especially a football game, you've heard his voice.
First and 10, Wisconsin.
That's Badger Public Address announcer Mike Mankey. Join us Friday afternoon at 2:30 as we catch up with the Badger legend during UW Homecoming Week. How does he come up with those iconic calls?
Run, Dane!
And what are his best Badger moments? Join us for a conversation with Mike Mankey Friday at 2:30 on the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio,
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. At a meeting of his cabinet today, President Trump hailed the agreement between Israel and Hamas to pause their fighting.
So it's been really something incredible that nobody thought it was possible to get it done. And very importantly, the hostages are coming back.
The Israeli cabinet is also meeting, as Haley Ott reports from Tel Aviv.
Today, after that government meeting, is when a 24-hour clock will begin for Israel to retreat to an agreed line that is still within Gaza. Then a 72-hour period will begin for Hamas, during which it will be required to release all of the hostages.
At the UN, Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
We have all waited far too long for this moment. Now we must make it truly count.
He said the UN is ready to coordinate assistance to Gaza once the hostages are released, and President Trump plans to travel to Israel and Egypt in the coming days. CBS News Special Report, I'm Cammie McCormick.